neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Starts with very great praise of Noah, that he was a very righteous person. He was very tzaddik, as he says in the Torah. And then all of a sudden we see after a year, going through the mission that he had to save all the animals, it mentions that he became an earthy person. From tzaddik, he becomes adama. So what happened all of a sudden? How he was all of a sudden 180 degrees from being the quality that is given in the Torah, then he lost his quality all of a sudden. So what was the first thing that he did when he came out of Teva? What did he do?
Wine.
Why? Why he felt that to have some glass of wine?
Forget about what happened in the Teva.
So here we see that he was very touched, very disappointed that all of a sudden you see the whole world has been destroyed. So he impacts you. So now he decided now to calm himself down, to relieve himself. And we see the outcome was not very pleasant, whatever happened to him when he got drunk and so on. So now the very powerful message here that we learn, that many times, obviously, we go through a lot of challenges in life. Changes. And the point here is, what are we going to do? We're going to panic. We're going to be disappointed. We're going to lose hope. Well, what's the guideline here? Well, what are we supposed to do? See, you had something that you don't have now. You were in touch with somebody that you're not in touch with anymore.
You did have passion.
You own something that is not around anymore. So now here the story is teaching us you have two choices. One is that you become disappointed, you panic, you go through lots of aggravation. So you're not going to gain anything. And that's what the message here is. See, he was a tzaddik person. And then all of a sudden, so he felt, you know, it's too much for me. And then he decided to calm himself down. And then we see the disaster came about. But here, you have to realize that, first of all, Ribono Sholam never, ever puts us through circumstances that we cannot handle. So that means that it's tailor-made. So if it's tailor-made, so why I cannot handle it? Why? Because you feel, like let's say, yes, you're asked by someone to pick up a very, very big box, right? So you look at the big box, and then when you're told to pick it up, what do you say? You can. So now, then somebody else comes and then picks it up right away. Why? Because the big box only looks like a big box, but it's empty. There's nothing in it. But you, when you look at it, you say, it's not for me. I cannot do it. So that's how it is. The challenges in life is tailor-made for us, no matter what we go through. But if you look at it as a big, heavy box, so then you pull back. You don't want to even try. But if you realize, no, it's an empty box, it just looks as a heavy box, but it's not, so then it becomes easy. And that's how it is. And we have to stay strong, and we have to believe that Ribono Shel Olam, in any circumstances that he puts us, is a very, very good outcome that we're going to be benefited with. And that's why exactly we see Noah, unfortunately, went through a lot of hard timing. Why? Because he felt that he cannot handle the circumstances. So here we have such a powerful message that we have to stay strong and have to be very, very faithful, that anything that happens in life, we're going to be benefited by. Amen. And Hashem gives us the right wisdom and strength, and with that Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.